Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The Redskins, one final preseason game tonight. The Redskins are at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers tonight. A chance for some of the players we won't see for the rest of the season, for the most part, to get a chance to prove their worth, maybe earn a spot on that roster. Let's go to Larry Michael now. He's the voice of the Washington Redskins. I'm always grateful to have him give us a preview of tonight's matchup. Larry, good morning, and what are you looking for tonight?
Good morning. I think it's going to be an interesting game because you do have some players, like you said, Vince, that are maybe still battling for a job. It's a unique situation. This is the first year the league rules changed, and there have been no cuts. The cut's coming this Saturday by 4 o'clock. All teams need to really pretty much get rid of 37 players to get to the 53-man limit. So you got some players who are looking to maybe make an impression, final impression. The practice squad is something some players might be aiming at. And then, you know, after all these players are released around the league, you would have a chance to pick up some players who might be able to help your team in positions where you think you need some help. The Redskins have said they don't think they need to pick any. They're not inclined to pick anybody up after the cutdown day, but there could be some surprises. Somebody might be let go at another team, and it is a little different this year.
Nate Sudfeld has not played much in the preseason, second year. It looks like he's going to be playing most of this game as Cousins and McCoy are not going to be playing. What can we expect from him? Do you think he's going to rise to the occasion?
You know what? He's a great kid, and he's a big kid, and he's got a lot of potential. But the numbers game is very tight with the Redskins this year. He's been on the roster, even though they don't use three quarterbacks. In this game tonight, Colt McCoy will be dressed in the event he's needed. But Sudfeld's expected to play the entire game. So not only is Sudfeld needing to rise to the occasion to possibly remain on this team, but he wants to look good because quarterback is a tough position around the league, and he's a pretty good young quarterback. So if he weren't to make this team, there's a pretty good potential that somebody else would pick him up if he looked good. So I think there's unusual pressure on him tonight, albeit a preseason game, and you're playing against the second and third stringers. Actually, it's more like the third and fourth stringers in this game. And the same thing, you're playing with them on your side. So, yeah, I think Mario Redmond knows that it's a big opportunity for him, one way or the other, whether he's on this roster or not. He really wants to look good because quarterbacks are at a premium out there, and he's a pretty good young quarterback.
Mm-hmm. You know, now that the preseason is coming to a conclusion, you'd like to obviously assess after this fourth game, but looking back at the first three where you actually had a chance to see the starters and some of these main backups that they have coming in, where do you see the strengths of the Redskins right now, and where do they clearly need work heading into week one?
Well, I think it's apparent the defense has been bolstered by some new talent they brought on board, Vince. There's no doubt about it. DJ Swearinger, Zach Brown, just a couple of guys who are going to make a big difference. The rookie Jonathan Allen has been impressive. So I think their defense is going to be improved this year over last year, which hopefully gives you a couple of extra wins and gets you in the playoffs. Offensively, I'm not worried about Kirk Cousins. I'm not worried about the offense. One thing you do want to see is them run the football. They finally did against Cincinnati the other day, the last preseason game. It always seems like yesterday. That game was on Sunday, so it wasn't that long ago.
Right.
You know, I think right now you look at these preseason games, I don't know if you can really get a good handle on any of these teams. You know, how good are they going to be? How good is the Redskins' offense going to be? Is Kirk Cousins going to do it again this year? You almost hope that he doesn't throw for as many yards, but they rush for more yards, so they become a more balanced attack. But you really don't know until the first game. I think what happens in these preseason games, you got the backups in there half the time. They don't want to show what they're going to do during the regular season. You know that. They don't game plan. They don't put any special plays in for these preseason games. So you really don't know. But I think the one place I guess you could think they might need to concentrate would be that running game, because last year they averaged less than 4 yards a carry. And except for the second quarter against Cincinnati, The running game hasn't been impressive. So I guess if you're looking at it, maybe the running game, but you really don't know. I know that Philadelphia, the opening day opponent, they've got a couple quotes out there that everybody's noticed. There was one of their offensive linemen last week said they're going to come to D.C. and kick the Redskins' butts. And so, really, that's what everybody's focusing on. It's a necessary part of the season, the preseason.
Well,
but just make no mistake about it; they're ready to go September 10th.
Well, Larry, let's hope whatever the Redskins are hiding is successful gameplay. Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins, you'll be able to hear him tonight on WMAL as the Redskins take on the Buccaneers at 7:30. Thank you, Larry, as always.
Have a great day.
You too. 7:52 now on WMAL.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.